News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
Dublin's controversial pool bag incinerators only reduced volumes of exported waste by 7% so far this year. Now, that plant is working at full capacity, so the question is, do we build more incinerators or should we look at different options? With me now in studio to discuss this, the Green Party leader, Eamon Ryan, and on the phone, Shane Byrne, director with Arklow Waste Disposal. Gentlemen, good morning.
Good morning.
Morning.
Shane, to you first of all, as you're the man trying to get rid of waste, do we need more incinerators?
Well, it's certainly a viable option. I suppose facilities is the issue that we have and capacity in Ireland. As we know, recycling has absolutely become an amazing progress and good report from Ireland that we were a terrible recycler. Now we're very, very good at it. But the market itself dictates the price of recycling, which as China and India have closed their doors, that is becoming a major, major problem. Capacities at landfills are basically at bursting point at the moment. So the incinerator and pool bag has been a huge success, now working at full capacity. But we don't need things like that built again. You can have much, much smaller facilities that deal with 100,000 tonnes.
But
600,000.
If it's going at full capacity, Shane, how come we've only reduced exported waste by 7%?
Because we're producing more waste. That's it, unfortunately. Like, the stats are showing, like, with the introduction of the brown bin, households are actually producing more volume, more tonnage actually leaving the house. So we have to find somewhere to put it. And the landfills can only take so many tonnes in. And with the EPA actually restricting licences on that, it actually makes it a bit more difficult for the industry to find outlets. So, look, incineration is no longer the dirty word people used to think it is. These are highly efficient and environmentally, technically friendly instruments for producing electricity.
Eamon Ryan, incineration is the future.
No, can I agree with Shane? First thing, he's right that one of the problems is that it's increasing waste, and our first effort, more than anything else, whatever you do it afterwards, is reducing the amount of waste. And we should recognise the European statistics show we're actually use twice the amount of plastic waste or produce twice the amount of plastic waste as the European average. We should start there. And in terms of, so what do we do with the waste when it is created? Basically, the whole strategy now in Europe and internationally is to move away from the two Bs, burning or burying, and to move to the three Rs, reducing, recycling and reusing. And unfortunately, the recycling, while Shane's right, we really did up our game from about, you know, two decades ago. We were hopeless, but we actually took to it. We were good at it. But unfortunately, the last 4 years, that has stalled. Our level of recycling hasn't increased.
Well, the reason why that has happened is because that which we thought was recyclable, in fact, is not recyclable. The amount of waste that we have in our homes that can't go in to the green bin is too high.
And that's why we have introduced a waste reduction bill, which is going to the Oireachtas Committee again next week. I'm hoping we'll get support for it. The government are opposing it so far, but I can't believe they'll continue such a plan of trying to actually cut down the amount of, and trying to sort the plastics industry so actually it is recyclable, so we start to recycle it here rather than shipping it out to China, which we can't do anymore. But I don't think incineration is the answer. We have five incinerators at the moment. We have the one in Poolbeg in Dublin, 600,000 tonnes, Indiver in Meath, another 235,000 tonnes, and there were three cement plants which also take municipal waste. The next one up in the blocks is in Cork, Indiver, in Cork Harbour, which is mired in real controversy in terms of the whole planning approach. I don't think that's ever going to go ahead, and I don't think it should, because what we're committing to at the same time as we're planning to build more incineration is to European recycling targets that are going to be incredibly ambitious, and we've agreed them. They're already set
but
in stone.
But if you drive past Cork Port on a certain day of the week, you will see green bales being loaded onto a ship, and in those green bales is all of our waste. It's all of our rubbish, and we are exporting the problem. We are very good at exporting problems out of this country. Why should waste be one of them?
I agree, and that's why our waste reduction bill introduces the likes of a deposit refund scheme. So you take streams of waste, the plastic PET bottles, for example, the water bottles, the Coke bottles. People are currently, it's a real litter problem, as well as being a wasteful use of plastics. By setting up really high quality waste streams and being really clear in sort of what sort of plastics you are using, so you can start to recycle them. I think actually we could create jobs down in Cork. You don't get that in an Indiver plant. What you're, you know, in an incineration solution, it's the bankers and big capital gain. I think we should be creating jobs with a really good recycling
Shane Byrne,
system.
Is there an opportunity for companies like yours here? If we follow that green route that Eamon Ryan is talking about, you could make money out of this and other companies like you.
Well, yeah, but it does still go to back to changing the mindset and the opportunities out there. Unfortunately, the facilities don't exist at the moment to do what he's talking about, which is, you know, that we can deal with our problems here ourselves, that we can deal with the recycling. At the moment, Irish recycling on the market is of a low quality, and that is a fact, unfortunately. And that has added to the problem that the market just can't sustain the amount of recycling we're producing because we don't have facilities here. It would need major infrastructural investment, both public and private, to make this happen in the way that he wants. Whereas, if you go for much smaller waste-to-energy solutions, it's a more viable option and probably a quicker and just as healthier solution.
Okay, Shane Byrne, Director with Arklow Waste Disposal, of course, former rugby international. Thank you for that, and thank you to the Green Party leader, Eamon Ryan, as well.